Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
So the best music releases in any particular decade are always keenly debated. But one man, Jim O'Mahony, known as Jim X Comet, has been writing a column in the Irish Examiner, picking his favourite records from different decades over the last 60 years. So we sent our own Brian O'Connell to meet Jim and his vast record collection. And Jim wanted to focus on the year 1964 and select his top 10 albums in what was a very significant year for music. Jim began by telling Brian how his column began.
How it started was a gang of us just started doing these polls on Twitter, which were the best albums of certain years. We did all the 60s, all the 70s, 80s, 90s. It just kind of built momentum on Twitter and loads of people kind of joined in. Like, it's a great way of revisiting records.
So from Twitter now, you have an Irish Examiner column, which is just finished for the summer, be back next year, where you pick particular years and you try and narrow it down to five albums?
We go back 60, 50, 40, 30, 20 and 10 years. I pick the best 10 albums of that year. Now, it's my 10. People could and do disagree about this. I had a guy who went bananas last year because I didn't pick some Guns N' Roses album, you know, but that was never going to happen.
And I'm sitting here in your sitting room, Jim. We're surrounded by records.
Yeah.
Like, you're a proper muso.
Yeah, I've been collecting records since I was about 12 or 13.
1964.
Yeah.
It was a very particular year. It's a seismic year, really, in music.
You had musical change and you had great social change as well.
So before we get into the top five, maybe we'll go through the top 10 and then we'll get down to the top five and we might listen to some of them.
Yeah.
What criteria are you applying? Because this is really subjective, like, isn't it?
It's very subjective. The criteria is simple. If I like it, it's in. If I don't like it, it's not. Number 10 is a record called The Sidewinder by Lee Morgan. Lee Morgan was one of the main artists on a New York jazz label called Blue Note. Number 9 is The Beatles for Sale. The Beatles for Sale is the fourth Beatles album. It's the one that's always ignored.
So that's number 9. Number 8.
Number 8 is the Beach Boys' Shutdown Volume 2. You can see the buds are there for what would come in 1966 with Pet Sounds. Number 7 is The Cat by Jimmy Smith. Number 6 is Another Side of Bob Dylan. By the time he released this, he was kind of done with being the folk troubadour, I think.
So now we're into the top five albums of 1964, as chosen by you.
According to me, the fifth best album is an album called Mingus, Mingus, Mingus by Charles Mingus. It's a really deep and introspective jazz album.
Number 4.
It's the first of the Dollars trilogy by Ennio Morricone. I think, personally, that Ennio Morricone in time will be looked upon like Beethoven or Mozart or somebody like that. I think the man is an absolute genius. Fistful of Dollars was the first one in 1964. It's such an example of how an average movie can be elevated. Number 3 is The Ronettes, produced by Phil Spector, their only studio album. Yeah, Walking in the Rain, Baby I Love You and stuff like that.
It would have been
classics, yeah. Baby I Love You was famously covered by the Ramones. Number 2, Bob Dylan, The Times They Are A-Changing, and they certainly were. If you look at what was happening around America at the time this album was released, Lyndon Johnson had signed the Civil Rights Bill into law, which means segregation was banned in the schools. The Mississippi Burning murders had also happened. While all of this was happening, Dylan was singing about it. And he was singing about hunger and poverty. He was singing about racism. The record that contained the anthem for the entire counterculture with the times they were changing. This was the rallying cry. He was more or less saying to people, like, you know, the torch wasn't just being passed. He was taking the torch and giving it to the younger people. And you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone.
The times they are changing. So that brings us to, we don't have a drum roll, that brings us to the number one album of 1964 as chosen by you. Now, it must have been tricky, I'd imagine, Jim.
I came across this when I was about 8, when RTE, one Christmas, decided to show A Hard Day's Night. And I was absolutely blown away. The songs stuck in my head. And I kept singing the songs over in my head.
Why, you know, A Hard Day's Night? Like, what is it about that album?
It's the one of the most perfect pop albums ever. Every single song is a potential single. Like, it's a perfect storm. Like, the most famous opening intro for any album is that that chord. And, like, it goes from that into I Should Have Known Better, If I Fell. Three completely different types of songs, but they just stick in your head. And then not only did you have the songs, you were able to look. I think it was the first time that people were exposed to a bit more than the single. Now people were saying, oh my God, this is an album. This isn't just two songs.
What's the standout track?
I always loved I Should Have Known Better. There was just something about something, the way John Lennon sang it, just always got me.
So that's 1964, like a really unique year in music in terms of influence.
Yeah, it was. And the thing is, I've always thought, imagine what it would have been like to have been a teenager into music in 1964, because you can sense all this amazing musical change coming down the tracks. The new kids in the block were coming.
If we look to today, 2024, is there any album that will last the test of time, do you think?
I don't want to sound like an old fella.
Go on. But you're about to.
But I'm about to, and no, there isn't. It's a testament to a lot of these artists that we are still sitting here 60 years later talking and excitedly about A Hard Day's Night, about the times they are changing. All of these which sound so fresh and still so relevant today.
That was Irish Examiner columnist Jim O'Mahony there talking to Brian O'Connell about his selection of the best albums of 1964. And if you've anything to add to the list, let us know. 51551. Coming up next, a resignation, an accusation and a delay in announcing the jobs for the new EU commissioners.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.